The United States has no plans to intervene in Somalia, but it is deploying military advisors to another African country, Uganda. President Obama says that he's sending 100 American troops to help advise Ugandan government forces who are fighting the Lord's Resistance Army, or the LRA. The LRA is a small rebel group. It's notorious for its brutality. It's known for abducting children and, in some cases, cutting off the lips of its victims. This is not the first time the U.S. has tried to help in the fight against the LRA. In 2008, the U.S. sent 17 military advisors to help the Ugandan army. Jendai Fraser served as Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs during the Bush administration. She says it is not going to be easy to bring down LRA leader Joseph Kony.
You can't infiltrate him because he doesn't take volunteers. He's only abducting. He basically get his soldiers, his recruits, by attacking villages and then taking small children and then grooming them to be killers. And so it's very difficult to get solid information on him. The United States and Uganda have worked in partnership to do so, however, because we've developed the intelligence, because they have to communicate by radio, and the Ugandans have been able to use former abductees to get a better picture of how he operates.
But you say things are different now. How come?
Well, the difference is in the escalation of the U.S. action. And it's also different because he has less strength than he did in 2008. Basically, when the Ugandan forces working with the Congolese forces and the South Sudanese attacked him in what was Garamba Park in Northern Democratic Republic of the Congo, it means that he's been on the run and he has less forces. He has less capability. So he's weaker. And secondly, this time the Obama administration is allowing our forces to be forward deployed. In the past, they didn't actually go into operations against Kony. But with our own troops there, they will have at their availability the very best intelligence, and they can provide that directly to the forces on the ground and then increase the ability to track Kony. And given that he's weaker and essentially on the run, I think the chances of success are much higher today than they were in 2008.
How come the United States is investing itself in this at all?
Well, we have a responsibility to support other countries that support us. For instance, the Ugandans are very much involved in the fight in Somalia against terrorist groups that were linked to those who attacked our embassies in Kenya and in Tanzania in 1998. And so we're in other countries, when we are in trouble or we need the support of other countries and they help us, I think it's our responsibility to reciprocate when they're asking for our assistance. And if we can provide it by, you know, a small number of troops with the capacity to improve their strength, their capability, then I think that we should do so.
Kony is presumably the individual that the United States would want to get. He is on the specially designated global terrorist list. Would the United States, do you believe, be wise to consider even a drone strike, as controversial as that might be, against Joseph Kony?
If we had the proper intelligence to be able to take a strike against Kony, I think it would be wise for us to do so.
And that would presumably replace the 100 American troops or not? I mean, many would consider this a tremendous acceleration of the United States going into yet another African nation.
Well, this is a continuation of policy. We've been going after Kony since 2005 in terms of providing the intelligence support to the Ugandan forces and then material assistance in 2008, and now advisors that can be forward deployed in 2011. So I don't think that this has been a huge acceleration of our effort. In fact, I think we've been doing too little for too long.
Jendai Fraser is a former Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. She is now a professor at Carnegie Mellon University.